you know, like it's a point on the road to put it that way to you, you know, which is a hell of a lot more than we got on the road or at home in the last 2 months, but that way to you. But to be so near from collecting your first 3 points and then it to be undone with a penalty is cruel. But that's the way it goes, you know. when you're down, you're down. And you know, I'm not saying it was or wasn't a penalty, but you know, decisions don't go your way when you're at the bottom of the table. I'm not blaming any officials, but that's nature of sport. When we're up at the top of the first division, everything went our way. I remember saying this a number of times. We won games you should never have won. You know, and we weren't, you know, great chicks. I remember we won a game at Drogheda, and we should never got near them. John Finn scored in the 92nd, third minute, and that's when, you know, you're up. Sport can be cruel. And tonight it was cruel, but we've got a point on the board, Dermot. Like, you know, they're precious, but at least we got something away in Sligo here, you know.
Yeah, and in fairness to Sligo, they were much better in the second half.
They changed shape. They went more direct, and that's where the goal came from. You know, that a goal disallowed, they gave us bother on the right-hand side here. Basically, to change your shape just before half-time and changed it again at the start of the second half. And physically, they're a big, big side, you know. Now, you know, we defended set pieces quite well, if you call a penalty, you know, that's not really relevant to set pieces. But you know, we tired and they pinned us back and we couldn't get out. But we should have defended a route one, basically back pass to Mitchell Beeney, who went to route one. We didn't win the first header. We didn't win the second ball, and eventually Ronan Coughlin was allegedly taken over for a penalty.
Harsh to send Daniel O'Reilly off for that challenge?
No, not for that. If you thought it was a penalty, it was a joke, he's first booking. And I go on record, it was a joke. He booked him for time wasting out in the dugout beside us when we were changing the long throw to Tony McNamee. That's the joke. And I've no problem in saying that. It's not, if he deemed it to be a penalty, then he gets a booking. But it's the first one that's farcical. But that's the type of things that go against you, you know. And that sport, we've been there before, like, you know, and please God, we'll be there again, to put it that way to you. But a draw on the road is a hell of a lot better than the last 10 games, you know?
Yeah, and hopefully, Ollie, you can take the positives from tonight and kick on. I mean, there were chances in that second half. Most of them came to Sligo, but we had to 1-0 up. A couple of good opportunities.
Yeah, Keelan had a great chance to go 2-0 up. He went straight through on the right-hand side of Mitchell Beeney, and he didn't hit it properly, and Mitchell made a save. They were a much better side in the second half. I felt we were the better side by a distance in the first half. I thought we kept the ball well, but it's all fine playing for a half. That in this league, it's a serious league. You know, if you look at the strength and quality that Sligo have, you know, it's a serious, serious league. They're full-time footballers down here, to their credit, and they're very much together with it. Getting a point down here is good, but maybe not getting a point for the last 10 games certainly isn't.
You have to go again on Monday night now.
Yeah, we got to go to Cork, yeah, which of all places, you know, but yeah, it'd be great to be going there with a few more points in the bag, but we're not. And look, we've got to see. We have a poor record down there, you know, and it'll be even more difficult again, to put it that way to you. But you know, the first half should give us a bit of confidence, where we played quite well. We did well last week against Dundalk. We didn't do as well against Pats, but the first goal is crucial here. Thankfully we got it, to put it that way to you, and we had something to hold on to. It's crucial for us. We, you know, not a whole lot, not too many teams have the ability to turn around losing the first goal and winning. You know, even Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers struggle at that, and we certainly do, you know, and thankfully, to put it this way to you, that we did get the first goal.
Do you go to Cork, Ollie, with one eye on next Friday night's game at home to UCD?
Well, you know, we're down bodies, you know, you see what's out injured, and obviously Dan, John Kavanagh can't play because he's a Cork City player. So, we're down to, but there's good kids in there. To be fair to them, but they need to step up. It's a savage ask of the younger lads to go out into Turner's Cross against Cork City, but it's a good education for them. Although education won't get us points on the board when you concede in the last minute.
Yeah, and you've no Kieran Gallagher either, but you've Mark Anthony McGinley involved. He was in the squad tonight, Ollie.
Yeah. Mark has come in just recently there. He's basically his cover for Kieran, and Jamie Bell is there also, who the family bereavement and. Yep, he's great backup, great to have him, and we'll see how that materializes.